Welcome to Time Out for Something Spiritual. I'm Tony Clarkson, and as usual, I'm here with my good friend, Michael G. Racher.
Hi, everyone.
Michael, the topic we've got today is spiritual protection. Okay, I think this will be a very interesting subject to a lot of people. And I think it also would be a good idea if you could explain how people can prevent negative vibrations affecting them and also protect their energies.
Yes, spiritual protection. We have to first ask, why on earth would you need spiritual protection? And we have to understand that as spiritual beings on earth, we are immersed all the time in a soup of different vibrations, some of them positive and some of them negative. And whenever someone thinks of us in a negative way, a connection is made and impinges on our consciousness. And we may wonder why our mood suddenly changes. We've felt fantastic as we got up, and now we're depressed, now we're low. And it's because that connection has been made, energy flows between the two points, and the intent of the person wishing us harm or being angry with us is received by us and impinges on our aura and is translated into us feeling less positive than we were. Also, we have to understand that it's not necessarily that someone is thinking ill of us specifically, but that in this super vibration that I've mentioned, there are positive vibrations and negative vibrations. And at any time during any day or night, we can tune into some of those vibrations subconsciously and be affected by them. So we have to maintain our spiritual energies at maximum in order to be balanced in our daily lives. And in order to do that, we have to be aware that we can be affected by outside influences that we can't see. So what to do about it? Well, first of all, we have homes, we have apartments, we have flats, we live in specific areas, and those areas should be sacred to us and should be maintained at a high level of spiritual energy. So first thing in the morning, if we work from home and before we go to sleep at night, we should ensure that those dwellings are protected, those sacred spaces are protected. And we can do that, for example, by sitting quietly for a few moments and visualizing silver light surrounding our houses, from the roof downwards or from the ground upwards, so that every wall, outside every wall, there is a barrier of silver light. Once we have done that in our imaginations, we can then mirror the outside faces of those walls, that silver light barrier that we put up. So you have a barrier of silver light, you're within a box of silver light, and the outside face of each facet of that box is mirrored so that any vibrations that are less than negative, less than positive, I beg your pardon, are reflected back out into the world and away from you. Having done that, you can then infuse the interior of your home with white light and affirm that only the highest and the best vibrations are permitted into my home at any time. Having done that, you can then surround yourself, your consciousness, your body, your mind with similar frequencies of light. In other words, you visualize the white light beginning at the crown of your head and then descending around you and tucking under your feet so that you have encapsulated yourself in a silver bubble. Then you again mirror the outside of that silver bubble so that any negative vibrations cannot penetrate it and are reflected back out of it and away from you. And you can pour within that space that you've created between yourself and the surrounding force field of silver light, white light into the space, fill that cavity up with white light so that not only are you protected, but you have infused the area between you and that protective barrier with white light that will maintain your energies and keep you attuned to higher vibrations.
This doesn't have to be hard work, does it, Michael?
No.
It sounds an awful lot when we put it like that, but actually you just get it into your routine where you're doing it, don't you? Once you learn that first process of quiet, which we've already done a podcast on, and going into the heart center and then visualizing these things, it just becomes second nature, doesn't it?
Yes, you have to, quite rightly, you described it as a routine. It has to become part of your routine so that automatically you start your day by protecting yourself and you end your day by protecting yourself. And also you become aware, having done this, of when vibrations that are less than helpful to you are reaching you. And you can double your efforts and you can quickly go back into the silence, into the quiet, and recharge that barrier of light to protect yourself.
That being aware is so important. I remember a story. We were out with friends and he's a dentist. I wouldn't say that he thinks spiritually. But he was telling me that before every client comes into his surgery, he cleanses it with white light and puts a bubble of protection around himself.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it. I thought, this is really encouraging. He's done that and he gets very few colds and coughs and things. He's very healthy. And he's done it. And it's only by me asking, has he sort of recognised that he actually does it. He didn't realise he was doing it.
No, and a great spiritual act to do. So he is a spiritual man, whether he realises it or not. I'd like to say, Tony, that there's also something else that we can do to protect ourselves. If we feel that we are the recipient of negative vibrations, and we won't always know where they're coming from, but it doesn't matter. We can say to ourselves, our radar having been activated, that there's something wrong. We can say, well, whoever you are and wherever these vibrations are coming from, I thank you for the gift of those vibrations. However, I have no use for them, no need of them on my journey through life. And so with love, you may have them back. In other words, you're stopping them at your spiritual front door and saying, no, I'm not admitting those vibrations. The key to this, however, is to send them back with love, not with any animosity, not wishing the person or persons that may be sending those vibrations towards you any harm, but returning them with absolute unconditional love.
Some people might find that very hard.
Yes, but it is protective for yourself if you're doing this, and it is the spiritual thing to do. You're not adding to the negativity of the world by sending the gift back with love, but you are being strong enough to say, no, I'm not having this. And spiritually, that's your right. No, I don't accept this. I don't admit these vibrations. They're yours.
So we have the tools.
Yes.
We have the tools to be able to set up our own protection around ourselves, around our houses. In fact, anywhere we go.
Yes.
The thing is, like you said at the beginning of this interview, it's being aware. I think you said later on the internal compass. But earlier on you said that if your mood changes and if you find yourself unhappy or angry for no reason, that is a good indicator that something's gone wrong, isn't it?
Yes, and anxiety, if you feel an anxiety as well. And we have to mention the box in the corner, don't we? Because if we watch the news, it's good that we keep ourselves up to date with what's happening in our world, but we have to understand that those news stories are charged with a particular vibration.
Yeah.
And if we feel our mood going down after we've watched the news, then it's not just that we've watched a story that's distressing, it's the implications vibrationally of having watched that story and the spin that perhaps has been put onto that story that can affect us.
Yeah.
And so we need to be careful as to what we admit into our homes and into our hearts.
Absolutely.
And to regularly cleanse our homes and boost that white light that we put within the barrier that we've placed around our homes and around our bodies.
I think that it needs building into everybody's daily routine. And it just takes a few moments, and that is to ask for those things to be put in place.
Yes, and to understand, to recognise, not to be afraid, but to recognise that the world, the earth at present, is a challenging place.
Yeah.
We have to understand the challenge, we have to understand the threats, and then we can take specific actions to make sure that, those threats don't impinge on us.
Michael, protection.
Protection,
yeah. That's all we need to say.
We do indeed.
Okay. Thank you so much again for coming along here today and this discussion.
My pleasure,
I look forward to seeing you the next time.
Indeed. Take care, everyone.
And from me, Tony Clarkson, goodbye and God bless. And from Michael.
Bye.